excellent, how excellent, how excellent is his name. How excellent is the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. How excellent. I tell you, amen, those voices are just so angelic. Amen. Giving God thanks, give God praise. Amen. For him and his excellence. People of God, listen, there is just none like him. Glory to God. We can search all over. Amen. Many of us have searched all over. Glory to God. And listen, we have found that there's none like him. Amen. Glory to God. None like our Lord. None like our Savior. Glory be to God. Amen. He gave his life for us. Amen. And we just give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory to God. Just give him praise for who he is. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, he's excellent. Amen. He is excellent. Glory be to God. Amen. So we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. And we just want to say on tonight, as always, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. You are welcome in this place. Amen. You're welcome at this platform. Amen. That we have come together, a group of believers. Amen. We just believe God. Amen. Glory be to God. We just believe God for the impossible. Amen. Why? Because he's excellent. There's none like him, people of God. There is none like him. So we exalt him, amen, we extol him, we lift his name high, glory be to God, because he's worthy of the praise, he's worthy of the honor, he's worthy of all of the glory. So we just give him thanks on tonight, we give him praise. Again, we want to say welcome, 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 welcome on tonight, welcome each and every one of you. God bless you on tonight. We are so grateful that you have joined us on tonight. We are so very grateful. Amen. Whether you're listening, amen, no matter where you're listening from, we realize that we have listeners from all over the world. And we just give God thanks for you on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you for coming on in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you're coming in, listen, we want to ask you to go ahead and text somebody and tell them to come and join you on the PNN. That is the Prayer News Network Global. Tell them to come and join you. Send out messages or group messages from other people. Glory to God. Guess what? Now would be a good time to send out that group text. Tell them, join me on the PNN. Amen. Tell them to dial this number. The number is 339-209-6891. Amen. 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Tell them that the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Amen. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen. Tell them they don't want to miss this blessing on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. From wherever you're calling from, we just want to say welcome again. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We just want to let you know that, amen, we know that you're listening. We always like to give special recognition to our international listeners. Glory to God. So we always make a point to call them out, amen, to shout them out, to let you know that we're listening. Glory to God. So on tonight, whether you're listening from the UK or from Canada or from China, Brazil, we want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. If you're listening from Russia or from Sweden or from Denmark or India, we want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Also, listeners in the Philippines and Malaysia, Australia, France, Spain, Saudi Arabia, Uganda, amen, Nassau, Bahamas, Tortola, British Virgin Islands, we thank God for you. Amen. Jamaica, Jamaica in the house. Thank God for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming out, taking time to listen in on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We want our international listeners to know we're grateful that you've joined us. Amen. Amen. Grateful that you've come across, amen, our station. We thank God for you. For all of our listeners that are here in the continental U.S., whatever state that you're in, no matter which state you're calling from, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for telling someone about us. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we're all here with one cause to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Anything else, people of God, we are wasting our time. Amen. Glory to God. You're wasting your time for dialing in. We're wasting our time, glory be to God, for just being here. But we are intentional. We have come with purpose. Amen. We have come with purpose. Glory to God that we touch God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, not just that we touch him, amen, as the woman with the issue of blood. Glory to God, but that he would reach out and touch us back. Amen. That he would touch, he would reach into our situations and our circumstances. Glory be to God. That he would look upon us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just one look, people of God, just one word, just one breath from the Lord can change our lives forever. Amen. So we're coming tonight, amen, not as, amen, Jesus spectators, glory to God, but we want to be participators. Isn't that right? Amen. We want to participate, glory to God. Amen. As the late, amen, glory be to God, what's his name, Reverend Ike used to say, glory be to God, to say nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Amen. But we're not coming, glory be to God, amen, because we're not looking for anything, but we're looking for something. We're looking for another touch. We're looking for a word from the Lord. We're looking for, glory be to God, amen, the Lord to look into our situations. We're looking for change. We're looking for turnaround, glory be to God. And God is able, amen, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, glory to God. And it's according to the power that worketh within us, people of God, the power of God that works within us. Amen. So we just want to say welcome again. Welcome to the Prayer News Network, whether you're listening by radio, whether you have dialed in to be with us, or whether you are listening by Facebook, we just want to tell you that we're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. We're grateful that you have come to be with us, amen, in this fellowship. Glory to God. Amen. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. Jesus, we do record. Glory to God. And you can get a copy of the broadcast. We will send it directly to your phone afterwards. Amen. If you are blessed by the broadcast, amen, we're going to supply two numbers at the end of the broadcast. So stick around, but we will supply two numbers that you can text and let us know that you would like to have a copy of the broadcast, and we'll send it to you, people of God. It's absolutely free. Absolutely free. We'll send it to you. Glory to God. And when you get it, amen, we just ask that you, glory to God, send somebody else a copy. Amen. Send somebody else a copy. We're trying to get this word out. Glory to God. Amen. We are trying to get this word out at all costs. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's not the will of God that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Glory to God. That everyone would come to repentance. Amen. The Lord doesn't want it. Anybody going to hell, glory be to God, but somebody got to hear this gospel. Somebody got to hear this truth. Amen. Glory to God that we cannot go to God any kind of way. He is a holy God. He's looking for a holy people. We got to be right. Amen. We got to be right. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Only the righteousness of God. Amen. Glory be to God shall inherit. Amen. The kingdom of God. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. Thank you for coming on in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Go ahead and take somebody. Let them know if you have a social media page. Go ahead and jump on that social media page. Let them know, amen, that the Prayer News Network Global is here. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're live. We're broadcasting live right now. tell them to come on in and be a part, amen, of what God is doing in this hour. Amen. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it, people of God. You don't want to miss what the Lord is doing. Amen. You don't want to miss what the Lord is doing. You want to be able to hear. Amen. As the scripture says, he that has an ear to hear, glory to God, let us hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking, and he needs for us to hear. Amen. We already know there's a whole lot that's going on in the world. Glory to God. We know that the enemy is running rampant out there. Glory be to God. But listen, the peace of God still sustains. The peace of God still keeps. Amen. The peace of God. Amen. He's yet able to deliver. Glory to God. He's able to deliver. Ah, glory to God. No matter what situation you may find yourself in, people of God, our God, hallelujah, he's still able to deliver. Glory be to God. His arm, his hand is yet stretched out unto us, his people. Amen. To deliver us. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you. Again, go ahead and send a text message to tell somebody about the broadcast. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Let them know, amen, that we are live on tonight. Amen. Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. Glory to God that we are live on tonight. And we would really be so much obliged if they would come on in and be a part with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks on tonight. We're thanking him for, glory be to God, thanking him for our leaders. I just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. Amen. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise, people of God, because, listen, the anointing flows down. Amen. It flows down. God has given those, to administer, to rule over us. Amen. To have the oversight over us, glory be to God, so that as he speaks to them, amen, as he spoke unto Moses, amen, the order has not changed, amen. So here we are, glory be to God, amen, yet trying to, amen, carry forth this word so that somebody can be blessed, so that someone can come under this anointing, amen, glory to God, and that the Lord will break yokes in their lives, amen, glory be to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus, for him, glory to God, who is the lover. He's the bishop of my soul. Amen. I give God thanks. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate him. Glory be to God. More and more. I appreciate him. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? Where would we be, people of God? Where would we be? Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God that he paid the great price and that he gave his life. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes we look and we wonder how I got over. Sometimes we look, glory to God, and we, Lord, how did I make it from 1 week to the next week? How did I make it from 1 year to the next year? Glory be to God. How did I make it from 1 day to the next day? Glory be to God. People of God, but let me tell you something about the grace of God. Amen. The grace of God knows how to find you right where you are. Glory to God. The grace of God knows how to work in the midst of your situation. The grace of God, hallelujah. There's no searching, amen. There's no searching for the variableness in the grace of God, amen. Hallelujah. There is no, we just can't find it out, amen. Glory be to God. So we just thank him, glory to God, amen, that his eyes run to and fro in the earth, glory to God. People of God, he's looking, amen. And listen, if his eye is on the little old sparrow, glory be to his eye is on the little old sparrow. Glory to God. Surely eye is upon you. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you let the enemy fool you. Glory to God, to think that God doesn't care about you, to think that, amen, he's not concerned about your situation. For the word of God declares, amen, what concerns you concerns him. Amen. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about the sparrow. Glory to God. Amen. To give them feed. Amen. They don't have to get out there and till the ground. Glory be to God. But listen, the Lord prepares. Amen. He prepares food for them. Amen. Glory be to God. And all they got to do is eat. Amen. So we give God praise. We give God thanks. We give God honor. Amen. Jesus, we just bless the Lord. Amen. As the psalm says, amen. Bless the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together on tonight. Amen. Giving God thanks, amen, for my leaders again. Amen, Jesus. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, the celestial intercessor. Just thanking God for him and for Mother James. Amen. She's the first lady of our ministry. Amen. Thanking God on tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Jesus. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory be to God. Amen. And for, amen, all of your leaders. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God that this PNN is made up. Amen. There are people, amen, from all denominations. Glory be to God. Amen. From all walks of life. Glory to God. From people that are, amen, in the isles of the sea, people in the east, people in the west, people in the south. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Some, glory to God, speaking English. Some, glory to God, perhaps are being interpreted on that end. But we thank God on tonight. Amen. For we preach Jesus. Amen. Jesus and him crucified. Amen. Glory be to God. Not denomination. Amen. But we're here with a cause. We're here with a cause. Amen. And it's the call of God. Calling his people unto righteousness, calling his people unto attention, calling his people to let his people know that time is winding up, calling his people to know, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, to wipe your eyes, open your eyes and see what's going on in the earth. Open your eyes, open your ears and see, glory be to God, that the enemy has a plan, trapped and a set, amen, for the people, amen, but the Lord doesn't want us, amen, to be entrapped, amen, for the scripture declares, amen, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Whom he makes free is free. He makes you free. Glory to God, you're free indeed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, even for all of our PNN advisors. Thanking God tonight, amen, for all of the leaders that come to the line that are yet coming. We want to say welcome. We want to say welcome. We want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. There are so many other things that you could have been doing, amen, but you came and you joined us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you, each and everyone that makes up, amen, this Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus, we thank God for you. Thank you for the extension, for extending your hand, for extending your ear, for extending your heart, amen, for extending your spirit, amen, to come and be with us here on this Prayer News Network Global. Amen, God is doing great things. He's doing great things, people of God. He's doing great things on this Prayer News Network, and we're so grateful, amen, up to 28 people now that have given their lives to the Lord and or rededicated their lives to the Lord, and we just want to thank God for that, amen. We thank God for that on tonight, glory be to God, and we just want to say on tonight, amen, as well, people of God, amen, Jesus, we thank God for our listeners, our loyal listeners, amen, that are with us, glory to God, that are with us every night, amen. And we just thank the Lord on tonight, amen, Jesus. We want to be praying for, we want to be praying for on tonight, amen, one of our faithful listeners, one of our faithful listeners, glory to God, that is was always here with us, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. She was so faithful, people of God. Amen. But now she has gone on. She's gone on. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And we on tonight want to give special, amen, Jesus, condolences on tonight to Miss Hattie Bright. Amen, Jesus. Several of you have heard her testimony. She has been here with us here on the Prayer News Network. And people of God, amen, Jesus, amen. She went on to be with the Lord, amen, on July the 16th. Glory to God. And here at the Prayer News Network, we just want to thank God for her. Thank God for her life. Thank God for her participation. She's out of Tunica, Mississippi. Now, many of you probably know her. amen, more so by her granddaughter. When we would have open praise or unified praise, we would hear her little granddaughter, the little girl in the background, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. The little girl that was praising the Lord, amen, Jesus. Well, that was her granddaughter. And again, amen, Sister Hattie Bright, she had given her life, rededicated her life to the Lord right here on the Prayer News Network. Early, she was actually one of the first ones that rededicated her life to the Lord back in April. Amen. So we just give God thanks for her. We give God praise for her life. Amen, Jesus. The homegoing service will be held on Saturday the 24th. Again, that's in Tunica, Mississippi. Amen. Her sister is Hattie Glee. Amen. If you remember Sally, I know it's been a while, amen, since she, you've probably heard from her. But the services, again, will be on this Saturday. Amen, Jesus. So we want to definitely pray a special prayer for them, special prayer for her family. Amen. She leaves behind her husband, amen, her daughter, amen, her granddaughter, amen, sisters and brothers, amen. It's a great loss for them. But we want to definitely lift them up in prayer. Again, that is Sister Maddie Bright. Amen, Sister Maddie Bright of Tunica, Mississippi. We're certainly going to miss her. Amen, Jesus. Powerful testimony, amen, of the things that the Lord was doing in her life. Amen. So let us, amen, again, keep them in prayer. Let us keep them in prayer, people of God. Amen. So many people are experiencing loss these days. Glory be to God, and we want to be mindful, amen. You let us pray for those, amen, that we hear, amen, has lost loved ones, amen. Loss is never easy, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we always want to stop and say a prayer, amen, Jesus, for them, that the Lord would be with them, that the Lord would strengthen them, that the Lord would keep them in this hour, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, Jesus, we want to get prepared on tonight, amen, Jesus, for what the Lord will do. We know that he has great things in store, glory to God, for us on tonight, amen. He has great things in store, amen. How many believe that? Amen. Glory to God, amen. If you come intentional, glory to God, touching God, amen, for a word, people of God, if you touch him, glory to God, he will touch you back, amen. If you reach out to him, amen, Lord, I need an answer. I need a word from you, glory to God. He will speak a word unto you, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, Jesus, as we know, people of God, we cannot go to God any kind of way. We cannot, amen, none but the pure in heart shall see God, amen. Glory be to God. And we know that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, we already know. Amen, amen. If you don't know, we just want to let you know. According to the scriptures, amen, if you regard, if you hold iniquity in your heart, the scripture says, Psalm 66 and 18, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. So we want the Lord to hear us, and we always take time out. Amen. We must take times out, amen, to search ourselves and let the Lord search us before we go into the worship experience. Amen. So that if there's anything within us, people of God, we can let it go. If there's anything, any unforgiveness in our hearts, we can let it go. Any strife, any bitterness in our hearts, people of God, we've got to let it go. Amen. If we want to hear from the Lord, if we want the favor of the Lord, if we want the touch of the Lord, we have got to let it go. Amen. Glory be to God. So we take this time out always to sanctify the line, to sanctify the hearers. Amen. Those, amen, that have come in this line, to this line at this time, and amen, even the days and months and years, glory to God, that shall come forth. Amen. We take time out to sanctify the line because we want the Lord to hear and to answer our prayers. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, if you would, glory to God, just for, amen, a word of prayer on tonight. Amen. If you would, glory to God, amen, just begin to bless the Lord on tonight. Let us enter into
the recording
gates
has started.
Into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Let's bless his name on tonight, for the Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is great. He's greatly to be praised, and we come tonight to give him thanks. We come to give him praise on tonight. We come to give him the honor that is due unto his name. Glory to God. So with uplifted hands on tonight, hallelujah, glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight, and glory to God, we come in total surrenderance unto you. Father, we're coming unto you because we need you. We're coming unto you on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, because we can't make it without you. We're coming unto you on tonight, oh God, for you said by your word to look unto the hill, glory to God, from whence cometh our help. And here we are on tonight. We're coming unto you, glory to God, because we need your help. Glory to God. So many have come on this line tonight, have come for many situations, oh God, but we know, glory to God, because you, oh God, hallelujah, your eye is on the sparrow. Glory to God. Surely your eye is upon your people. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this, we give you praise. Father, we ask you on tonight, we're asking that you will look upon us, glory to God. Look upon each and every one of us on tonight. Look upon us, oh God. Look upon us, glory to God. Look upon our hearts on tonight. Father, for you said by your word, oh God, that the heart is desperately wicked. But Father, we're asking that you will look upon our hearts on tonight. We're asking that you will forgive us now. Forgive us of anything. Forgive us of everything, oh God. Everything that's not like you. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, glory be to God, to cause our way, oh God, before you, oh God, to be straight. Every crooked place on tonight, we're asking you to straighten us, God, straighten the crooked places in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to have mercy upon us tonight. Have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. For you know, glory to God, each and every one of us. For Father, you know the very hairs that are upon our heads on tonight. And Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to look now upon us, oh God. Look now, oh God, upon each and every one of us. Father, see the need, see the desire on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight, glory to God. We're asking you to cause thy will to be done in our lives. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come in the precious name of Jesus. Father, not our will, glory to God, but thy will be done in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God. We're asking you to move for your people. Move for your people, glory to God. And that right early, move on tonight. Father, move in salvation. Glory to God, those that need to be saved. Father, we're asking you to save to the utmost in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, oh God, your people may find themselves in. But Father, we're asking you to move tonight. Move tonight, glory to God. Move tonight as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah, on this night, glory to God, to do what you will. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, some tonight have come for healing. Some tonight, oh God, have come. Oh God, they need provision. On tonight, God, some, glory to God, need, oh God, the precious infilling of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Father, do it tonight. Do it on tonight, oh God. Move by your spirit. Move by your choice anointing. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the Isles of the Sea, in the Middle East, oh God, in India, in Sweden on tonight, in Brazil on tonight. Father, move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, for your grace, oh God, your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. Father, we're asking that you are doing all tonight. We're asking that you will meet the needs of your people. On tonight, oh God, there are those, oh God, that are weary and well-doing, those that are weary. On tonight, oh God, situation after situation, oh God, but we're asking that you will strengthen your people. Strengthen your people on tonight. Strengthen the inner man. Lord, and breathe upon your people. Strengthen on tonight. Glory to God, and pull your people up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Father, we're asking you to do a new thing. Do a new thing. Do a new thing on tonight, oh God. Do a new thing in us. Do a new thing within us on tonight. Father, move by your spirit. Oh God, send forth your word. Send forth your word. Yayamosha. Send forth your word. Oh God, shower us on tonight. Shower us with your presence. Oh God, and on tonight we say, oh God, make us vessels of honor. Make us vessels of honor. Do with us as your will. Glory be to God. Cause your glory to be revealed in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for what you're about to do. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for the touch. Right now, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for touching your people. Thank you for touching. In the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. And we say, speak tonight. Speak tonight, oh God. Speak to our heart. Speak to us, Hayama. Speak on tonight. To God as only you can. Hey, God, Mahaya. Oh, glory to God. And we say yes on tonight. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. Father, we say yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Our hearts say yes. Our spirits say yes unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We glorify you. Oh, God, thank you for healing on tonight. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for setting free the people, oh, God, setting your people free, those that sit in darkness. But we thank you tonight. Thank you for you are the light. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light. And, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We honor you. Glory to God. Hallelujah for what you're about to do. All over the land, all over the world, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight, oh God, for busting borders. Thank you on tonight, oh God, for showing yourself strong, for showing yourself mighty. Thank you on tonight for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for cutting the bars asunder. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for delivering with a strong hand. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your great salvation. Haya, haya, haya. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. Yes, God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your fresh anointing. Thank you for your fresh touch. We thank you tonight. We thank you for strength. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for empowering us in your righteousness and in your truth. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for we thank you tonight for what you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do. Father, we bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Thank you for your word on tonight. Father, bless your servant, your maid servant on tonight. Bless her, glory to God, as only you can. Bless on tonight the word that you place within her belly. We thank you tonight, glory to God, and we say have your way. Father, cause your anointing to cover her. Cause your anointing to shield her, Father, even now in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you for lifting. We thank you for lifting on tonight. We thank you for your fresh breath on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God, for truly we are your people and the sheep of your pastor. And Father, surely you've created us, oh God, to worship you, to bless you, to bring glory to your name. Father, we say have your way on tonight. We're asking you, oh God, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your word. Your word that cleanses, your word that makes us whole. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for touching your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you. We honor you now. And as sons of God, we stand and we say, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God, for it's not by our power nor by our might, but by your spirit. Glory to God, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. We honor, we glorify you for these things in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. In every heart on tonight, Every heart on tonight say amen. Mm-hmm. Every heart on tonight say amen. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, glory to God, say amen. Amen, amen, Holy Ghost, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, people of God, we bless the Lord. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised on this night. Amen. We thank him for this night. Thank him for this time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That he's allowed us to come together. Hallelujah. As the song said, just one more time. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are just so grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're so grateful. Amen. For his appointed servant on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. She is a woman of God. Amen. She is a woman of God on tonight. Amen. Chosen by the Lord. Glory be to God. We thank God for her. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, she will preach. She will teach. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And if the Lord say amen to prophesy, she will prophesy. Amen. But we thank God on tonight. Truly, she is no stranger to this line. Amen. She is certainly, amen, one we're so grateful to have her as one of our PNN advisors. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. We're grateful. We're grateful for all of our advisors. Amen. Each one of them holding their space, holding their place. Amen. According to the divine ordination of God, that this work will continue to move forward. Amen. Glory of them wear, as even as Evangelist Bond says, many hats they do. Amen. They wear many hats as well. So we thank God for them lending their hand, amen, to this work, amen, this Prayer News Network. And tonight, people of God, we're just so grateful to have with us again, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, have with us always, amen, coming to us from Lawrenceville, Georgia, glory be to God, amen, of the EPC Nation, glory be to God, people of God, we want you to receive, amen, glory be to God, PNN Advisor, amen, we're so grateful to have with us, amen, Minister Ali Booker. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God for you all tonight. Praise the Lord for Minister Bradley, the visionary of the Prayer News Network. I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God for who he is. I magnify the Lord. I magnify his most holy and righteous name. I praise God for our leaders. I praise God for your leaders. I praise God for each and every one of you all in your respectable place before and near. I come tonight just to glorify the name of the Lord and to lift the name of the Lord up, and we come together and praise God together. Praising God for Bishop S.D. Jane, going on to be with the Lord, that interceding on our behalf. We praise God for him and the First Lady, Kara James. We glorify the Lord for them. We praise God for the pastor, and we praise God for the bishops. We praise God for the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We bless the name of the Lord for each and every one of you tonight. We praise God. I praise God for, well, like I said, my leader in the name. I praise God also for co-pastor Sarah Heatherton. I praise God for her stand in God. I praise God. I just want to talk a little bit tonight. I just want to honor the Lord tonight for the great work that he has done and that he is doing, and all of us that we yield ourselves to him. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to just glorify the name of the Lord tonight. And I just want to lift his name up, if that all right. I praise God for each of you all in your faithfulness coming to the line each night. God, for those that have given their life unto the Lord and those that have been filled with the Holy Ghost. And I praise God for those that have been healed, delivered, and set free. I praise the name of the Lord tonight for the Holy Ghost. I do. I praise God for his word. I praise God for his singing. I praise God for the life that Jesus lived, that God so loved us so much that he gave us heaven's best. Our nurse Bradley already prayed and now I've been sanctified. She already got all the preliminaries out the way. I thank God for that. And I just want to take a little time tonight, if God would permit me to, just to lift him up. Since the last time I've been on, we've gone through much. We've faced much standing. We're still standing in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're still here only by the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And I'm so grateful tonight just to be with you all, just to fellowship one more time. Oh, just to thank and praise God for waking us up this morning. And after waking us up, God was able us to move, enabling us to live and move and have our being in him. Just to be, just to be. And I thank God for that. I thank God for a mind, even in the rough times, that I can still lift my hand and wave to his glory. I can still open my mouth and give him praise. Why? Because it's due to his name. And he dwells. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Okay. And because God is worthy to be praised, saints, no matter where you find yourself, it doesn't matter where you are tonight, God's still worthy. It doesn't matter what you're being confronted with tonight, God's still worthy. It does not matter what happened before you came on the line or what's going on at this very moment. God's still worthy. Worthy the what? Of your praise. He's worthy of your thanksgiving. He's worthy of our hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy, saints, because he saw fit to bless us to see another day. Not that we done so well, or not that we live so well, or not that we live so righteous. Because all our righteousness, no matter how we try to live, is as filthy rags. And I just want to thank God tonight because he's worthy, the saints, regardless of where you are or what country you may reside in, or no matter what's going on in the earth, God is still worthy. God is still worthy of our praise. He woke us up. He put food on the table, and if you didn't cook breakfast, you could have. You had something you could put on the table. Somebody tonight didn't have anything. And after he woke you up this morning, you had clothes to put on your body, clean clothes. You could take a bath. Somebody tonight didn't have these things, access to these things. And you had shoes to put on your feet. Somebody tonight didn't have access to these things tonight. And we just want to take time tonight to tell God thank you. Is that all right? It's sometimes you just got to take the time to tell him thank you for his healing virtue. Tell him thank you for grace. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for making us and molding us. Thank you for lifting us. Somebody didn't make it. Somebody didn't make it, saints, but we did. People gone on, but we still here. And we need to say, Lord, why am I still here? God wants us to give him glory. God wants us to give him praise and not get so caught up on what's going on around us, but to give him what due to his name. If I could use a topic, it would be speaking God's word. Speaking God's word. You want something to happen? Speak God's word. You want God to move? God word over your life, over your family. You want to see a change? Speak God's word. Declare his word in the midst of the people, in the midst of your situation. Declare his name. You want to see somebody healed? You want to see your body healed? Declare his word. Declare his word. Why? Because God moves. God moves according to his word. God moves according to his word. To his word. So we got to, we just declare his word in the midst, and no matter what we're being confronted with, God is still able to bring us through, saints. We have to declare his word. And the scripture says tonight, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, remember that word, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever," remember that word, whatsoever, "he shall have whatsoever he said." He says, I'm going to read it again. I want us to hear this. Speaking God's word. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," it don't matter, sickness can be a mountain. Being broke can be a mountain. Family cutting up can be a mountain. A job cutting up can be a mountain. Us we cutting up can be a mountain. "Be thou removed." Our stubbornness, you got to get up out of me. Be moved. Bite me. You got to get up out of me. Be moved. That's a mountain. Remove. "And be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in that heart, in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass." Shall come. Not might, but shall. "He shall have whatsoever he said." Now, this is what the word says, saints. Who report are we going to believe? Who report? The doctor? The job? The enemy? Who report do we believe? They said they give him 20 years in prison. Who report? He said, if, that's a word, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall, not what somebody else said. So what? God could cut anything in half. God hadn't gotten off the throne. He sees and he knows all things. He understands exactly where we're located at. And the Lord said, if he had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up this by the root, and be thou planted in the sea. Now this one ain't cast that. He said plant this one, plant it in the sea, and it shall obey you. Now that's what the word is saying. I didn't say it, but I'm in agreement. I'm going to read it again. And the Lord said, not I, but I'm in agreement. Ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, small but great. Ye might, M-I-G-H-T, say unto this tree, be thou plucked up by the root, plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea. It shall obey you. What you saying? What you speaking? God says, you said, it shall obey you. Speak his word. Speak his word. Because heaven and earth will pass. But God's word gonna stand, saints. The word of God gonna stand.
God's word. So what are we standing on? Stand on the word. And he arose and rebuked the wind. And they said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. What are we saying? What are we saying? What are we speaking? And that was a great calm. Speak to our situation. Speak to our circumstances. So that's a great calmness can come in the midst. What are we saying? What word are we using? If we use God's word, God will do it. That's who we're looking to. We're looking to the author and the finish of who? Our faith. Our faith. That's who we're looking to. That's who we're looking to. We're looking to the author and the finish of our faith. Because the Lord is the author and the finish of our faith. So whatever you're facing tonight, what you're speaking. Whatever you're going through tonight, what you're speaking. What are we speaking tonight? Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. All God did was spoke his word. Spoke the word, things happened. God spoke the word. That's all we got to do. Speak his word. You want something to take place? You want something to change? Stop speaking your word. And let your word become God's word. You want your family to turn around? Stop speaking your word. Speak God's word. You want your husband to come to the Lord? Speak the word. You ain't got to argue. Just speak the word. God, I have not spoken of myself. Praise the name of the Lord. I didn't speak of myself. I should speak the word. But the Father which sent me, that's what Jesus said. He gave me a commandment which I should say and what I should speak. His word. Only what he said. His word. Speaking God's word will cause a change to come in our lives, in our family lives, in our situation, in our circumstances. And prayer, prayer, praying, and believing, hoping, by faith in God, in God. And I know that his commandment is life. Oh, yes. Everlasting. So ever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, I speak. So I speak. What word are you speaking? Are you using God's word? Are we using our choice word? What are we saying? What are we saying that we remaining in the same situation or the same circumstance? What are we saying? Things that are not as though they were. Speak his word. His word brings about a change. God's word. Speak, I don't care if you messed up. You speak his word. You said, I confess my sin. You just in faithful to forgive me. Well, Lord, they're going to be talking about, he ain't told you to tell him that. He said, if you confess, they're going to say, I'm not saying, they're going to say this and that. Whose report do you believe? His word. Father, I was wrong. I done wrong. I need you to forgive me. Now, if you did someone else wrong, you got to go back to the person you done wrong. Then you repent to that person and you come back to God. No, we want to go to God first. We don't want to do it like he said do it. We want to do it the way we want to do it. Well, I tell you, it don't work as well. It don't work. And maybe you may think it's working for a while. It's saying you get a think you got a quick fix. It's coming up again. Why? You didn't do it the way he said do it. Go back. Go back to who you have offended. and ask and apologize to them. Ask for forgiveness. If they receive you, so be it. Leave your peace. And if they don't, do it his way. Speak his word. And God is just and faithful to forgive us if we confess. I would raise them up. Listen, listen. Lord, I ain't give the people the script. I just got through with John 12, 49 and 50. Now I'm at Deuteronomy 18 and 18. I will raise them up, a prophet from among their brothers, like unto thee, my word in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all, not some, all that I shall command him. He's going to raise people up right in your midst. He's going to raise them up right among the brethren. So we got to be careful. Because we don't know where his least one is. We don't know where who God raising up. So we got to be careful what we speak on people. We got to be careful what we say about people. The elder, you said you ain't got nothing good to say. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Speak the word. You want me to change. Send God word. Speak the word. If you want to see me deliver, speak his word. You want to see me heal. Speak his way. She must be doing something she ain't got no business. Because she going through like this. Well, say his word. Then if you think I'm doing something I ain't got no business, say his word. And tell the Lord, open my eyes. Show me my transgressions. Or better yet, you come to me. Let us sit down and reason things out. Speak the word of God. That's the only thing that will change us. And Psalms 103 and 20 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment of his word. Hearken, listen unto the voice of his word. Listen to everything else. Listen to his voice, his word. Listen, listen. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lip increase learning. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth to his lips, adding learning to his lips. Pleasing words, a pleasant word, are as a honeycomb. Sweet to the soul and health to the bone. An ungodly man, now listen, an ungodly man digs up evil. Ask yourself a question. What word am I speaking? And in his lips, there is a burning fire. I didn't say this, now I'm in agreement. An ungodly man digs up evil, digging up dirt. Digging up what they can find out about you. Digging it up. And in his lip, there is a burning fire. Oh, just in an ant nest, just burning, just to speak it, just to get it out. He shutteth his eyes to devise for things. Moving his lip, he bringeth evil to pass. More God brings things to pass. Why we got to be careful what we speak on people? We got to be careful. And then speak this word. So, Lord, I once was in that situation, and you delivered me. I want you to deliver my sister. Lord, I once had just a small amount of faith, and you increased my faith. I want you to increase my brother. Lord, I once was sick in my body. You healed me. And I know you're that same God. You're able to heal whomever. Lord, I once didn't have enough money to pay my bills, and now you bless me with more than enough so I can pay my bills. Now show me you got more than enough to show me who it is that I need to pay a power bill, a water bill, or a gas bill. Now, Lord, you call someone to be a blessing to me. Show me who you want me to be a blessing to. Show me who I need to give a hand out instead of somebody giving me a hand in. So, Lord, Tell me why I need to give a hand up. I said I'm pulling, using my hand to pull down. Uh-huh. Don't pull down anything. Pull down these strongholds. Pull down strongholds. The word of a man's mouth are as deep water, not shallow, and wellspringing of wisdom as a flowing brook, as a flowing brook. A fool's mouth own destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now listen at this. Now I didn't say this. Death and life. Now listen at this. Be careful with the tongue. Be careful with the words we use. Death and life. Lady, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So be careful what you use your tongue for. Speak the word. Speak life. Speak the living. Speak healing. Speak good things. Speak honest things. Life and death. Death and life. It's in the power of the tongue. In the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. But that's going to come from Proverbs 18, verse 4, 7, 20, and 21. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word, thou shalt be justified. And by thy word, thou shalt be condemned. I didn't say this now. I'm in agreement with the word says. Let me read this again so I'll make sure I hear it. I want to hear what this says. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you cuss somebody out, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Yes, you did. It was in your heart. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, which one you need to just be justified or be condemned? By my words. What words are we speaking? We find that in Matthew chapter 12, 34, verse 36 and 37. I didn't say that. I'm just in agreement. If any man among you seems to be, he didn't say it was, seems to be, act like, dress like, appear to be, seems to be religious. Mm-hmm. And brother not his tongue, but deceives his own heart. I didn't say that. That's the word. I'm going to read it again. Talk it to me too. If any man among you seems to be religious, saying that, appear to be religious, and I don't bridle my tongue, but deliver his own heart, but deceive his own heart. The Bible says I deceive myself. I'm going to read it again. If any man among you seems to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, man religious is vain. I didn't say it. I'm in agreement. That's what the word say tonight. So what word are we using? What word are we speaking? What are we doing with our tongue? What are we saying with our mouth? What are we thinking within our mind? What lies deep down in our heart? What hidden agenda behind the things we do in faith? Do we use the word of God for an occasion to call someone else to some? What words are we speaking? And when you speak it, what was the purpose for speaking it? You got to be careful with your tongue. You got to be very careful with your tongue. Because this tongue can get us in trouble. Because death and lies, and the thing to be religious. Any man, you seems to be religious, if any man among us seems to be religious, and bridle not his tongue. The Bible said we deceive ourselves, our own heart, because God knows what's in our heart. This man religious is in vain. I didn't say it. I'm just a deliverer. I'm the messenger. He's talking to me too. But the righteous, that came from James chapter 1:26. But the righteousness, which is of faith, speaking on this wise. But what says it? The word is now thee. Even in thy mouth, yes, sir. And in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach. Which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him. Thou shalt be saved. What are you speaking? What are you believing? For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with thy mouth, or with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And the Bible teaches us we overcome by the words of our testimony. We overcome by the words of our testimony. If we just confess, God is just and faithful to forgive us. And if we confess and apologize to one another, your fellow man is just and faithful to forgive you too. If he's righteousness, he'll forgive what she'll forgive. And if they're not righteousness, and they want to hold it against you, because the righteous man know what the word says. The righteous man know that the Bible says. How many times there was a question asked, shall I forgive my brother? He told him how many times. A righteous man already knows. But if a man seems to be religious among us, and if you ask for forgiveness and he don't, well, the Bible says he seems to be religious among you. But in his heart, it's something totally different. Because if righteousness lies in your heart, you're going to obey the word. That came from Romans 10, verse 6, 8. Now I'm just telling us something right here. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, without wavering. Don't be wavering in what you believe, and what you believe and trust in God for. Don't be wavering if you believe in God for healing. Don't be wavering if you believe in God for deliverance. Don't be wavering if you trust in God to bring your son or the daughter home. Don't be wavering if you trust in God to deliver off drugs and alcohol. Don't be wavering if you trust in God to bless you with a, not with a God that's paying a liver and you still can't pay your mortgage or your rent or whatever, but you need a more than enough God. You need to see his hand that'll stretch out hands with more than enough. He said, not your ways be pleasing unto me. Uh-huh. You can eat the good of the land. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Don't be wavering. For he is faithful. He's faithful, that promise. God is faithful. He made a promise to you. Hold fast to it. I don't care how long it takes. Hold fast to it, then, thunder. Don't let it go. As he told you something, I don't care how rough it gets, don't let it go. As he promised you something, I don't care how Jesus it gets, hold fast to it. He's faithful. But he is faithful. Because he promised. As he prayed for that promise, then you also pray for any promise. God is. God is. God is, saint. Through Jesus Christ, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't waver. Oh, tonight, don't be wavering. Oh, don't be wavering. And today, let us not, don't get ease in Zion. Don't let us get ease in Zion tonight. Don't waver. And don't be weary in well doing. And well doing. Don't faint tonight. Because see that. For he is faithful, that promise. If he said I'll deliver you, he'll do it. He'll do it. Just be faithful and wait on him. Be faithful and wait on him. We have the same spirit. That came from Hebrews 10 and 23. We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, do you? And therefore have I spoken. We also believe. Ah, I like that. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. Amen. We have the same spirit, not a different spirit, the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe. Uh-huh. And therefore, have I spoken? We also believe. We, therefore, speak. I believe. We believe. Therefore, I spoke. We also believe. And therefore, speak. Speak what? Speak the word. Being that or not, as though the word. Speak the word. I speak total and complete deliverance. I speak healing. I speak prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I speak uplifting of your head. I speak tonight strength to those that are weak. I speak tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, speak what you're speaking. What you're speaking. In the name of Jesus, that your pathway made straight. The crooked road be made straight tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I speak tonight. Be thou made whole in the name of Jesus. I speak tonight. In the name of Jesus, because I believe, and we believe, and therefore we speak. Be lifted in your spirit. Be transformed in your mind. Be renewed in your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Your sins is forgiven you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. For he is faithful, that promise. He's faithful. God is faithful. What are we speaking tonight? What are we speaking tonight? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Where is your faith at? In God. Without wavering. For he is faithful. That promise. God promised. Hold fast to it. Hold fast to it. So where God, you showed me that over 10 years ago. It ain't come to pass yet. But it's not too late. He promised. God is raising up great men and women of God right in our midst. You've got to see the greatness in people. God is raising up prophets right among us. God is raising up evangelists right in the midst of us. God is raising up pastors according to his own heart right in the midst of us. God is raising up teachers right in the midst of us. God is doing it. Raising up prayer warriors right in the midst of us. God is raising them up. Apostles right in the midst of us. That when the cast is made in the earth, God is raising them up. God is pulling people out of the ditch. God is making the pathway straight. He's making the crooked road straight. God is doing it tonight in the name of Jesus. God is doing it. He created a clean heart in us. He renewing the right spirit. If you ask him, he'll do it. If you seek him, you'll find it. If you knock, the door will be open. Seek him in faith. Ask in faith. Knock in faith. Pray in faith. And you believe, you could say to that mountain, be removed. Then it also said you could tell the tree not to be removed. Say you could tell it to be planted. Yes, sir. Be planted in the sheep. I never saw that one before, but I seen it tonight. I seen that word. I seen it tonight. I did. I truly saw it. Tonight in this word. Telling you what it says. And I'm in agreement with what it says. That's what the word says. And I am persuaded to believe what it says. Are you persuaded tonight? Are you persuaded to believe its report tonight? I am. So ever I speak. Therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So we have to be careful what we say. We have to say. Because death and life lies in our tongue. So we got to be careful. We tell the mountain, say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart. But shall believe that those things which he shall speak, shall say, shall come to pass. Mm-hmm. And if you tell the tree to be plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sheath, it shall obey you. Now, whose report do you believe? Now, I have to come back to that. I have to come back to that. If you get tell to be plucked up by the root, and be planted in the sheath, it shall obey you. Now, I didn't say it, but I'm in agreement with it. I told you, as the other one said, you could tell the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Oh, I like that you could tell that tree, be plucked up by the root, and be planted. Be planted in the sea. Be planted. Why would you tell one to be cast into the sea? By the root. God needed to live. He needed to keep the root. He needed it to live. It's that planted in the sea. And it shall obey. And the other going to be cast. The mountain going to be if you said to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea, the mountain. But he said, I want the tree. Men, I want it to live. It had to be plucked up by the tree, by the root, and be planted in the sea so it can live and not die. So it can live. And it obey you. That's what the word says. I'm in agreement with what it says. Now, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your saying. We thank you for speaking your word. We thank you, Lord God, wherever you send your word to, it cannot return unto you, God. But, Father God, it must perform where you send it to. I thank you for that. I thank you that you have sent your word to our hearts. You have sent your word to our mind. You have sent your word to our spirit. You have sent your word to our bodies. You have sent your word to our bank account. You have sent your word in our broken home. You have sent your word, Father, on our job. You have sent your word, Father, families. Foreign near. You sent your word to the government. The righteous and the unrighteous. You sent your word. And it cannot, will not, must not return unto you, boy. But it must perform where you sent it to. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise you now. I lift your name up because thou art worthy of all glory and honor. It belongs to thee and thee alone. For thou art God, and besides you, there is no other. And I bless your holy name tonight. And I magnify you and I glorify you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Thank you for all things. And I bless you, this people. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. And we thank you now for your word that you sent to this people on this night. We do declare and decree it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And whosoever will tonight, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. He can hit star 6 and he can come. Whosoever will, let him come. If he burning, he can come.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever will, let him come. You need salvation, you can come. Whosoever will, let him come. But God has sent his word. And if you need a little boost,
mm-hmm,
after God sent his word, you can come. If you just need just a little agreement, touching and agreeing with you, you can come. You could come. But if you have faith, that's a mustard seed. You can declare and decree by the words come out of your mouth. You can declare and decree. I was weak, but now I'm strong. I was sick, but now I'm healed. I was broke, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I'm see.
Mm-hmm.
You can declare and decree on this night. Lord, I declare and decree. The Holy Ghost is for me. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. You can do it tonight. What are you speaking? Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. You can declare and decree tonight in the name of Jesus. And so will it be unto you. For your thy shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him up from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. If thou wilt say it, if thou would confess it, if thou would but speak it,
Jesus.
And if thou would but believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, not you might thyself be saved. For with the heart man believe unto salvation or to righteousness, the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And he said, now, since you believe now,
mm-hmm.
have you received what? What are you saying? Now, mm-hmm. you don't need to confess it. Now, I need you to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's it. I heard a preacher say, the water. You put up some sugar in the water. Stir that up. Then you take the Kool-Aid to put in the water. You stir that up. When you get, then all three of them became one. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. One. You can't get one without the other. Tonight, if you but, hey, if thou shalt confess with your mm-hmm. mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him up from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a S-A-V-E-D. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I didn't say these things. I'm just in agreement with them. I'm in agreement. And he that is faithful that promise, I'm here to tell you. The word is now. Thee, even in your own mouth. The word is now you. In your mouth. And that is in thy heart. It's there. It's there. The word of faith. Tonight. We praise God for you. We magnify the name of the Lord. If there be one, you can hit *6 and come over. If everyone's saved tonight. God bless you if everyone's saved. If not, you can come on. I didn't do no hooping and hollering. Just want to take the time and teach you a little bit what the word say. So we can hear. He that got an ear, let us hear what the Spirit says to the church. Hear. Hear with what? Our heart. And in all our ways, we give what? In all our getting, get understanding. Mm-hmm. If there be one tonight, you can hit *6 and come on over. If everyone's saved tonight, God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. God be with you. If there be anyone tonight, just need someone to come in, just touch and agree with you. And you just need a little boost. You're welcome to come. You can hit *6 and you come over. And if not, you heard the word, use the word, speak it, declare it and decree it, and you shall have those things that you say. Speak it in faith and in righteousness of God. There's not one. If all is well, God bless you, God be with you, God keep you, God watch over you, God sustain you, God raise you up, God heal, deliver and set free in Jesus' name. Is there someone coming over?
That doesn't look like anyone's on the platform, woman of God. Such a powerful word on tonight. Amen. Such an empowering word on tonight. We're so grateful. So grateful for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. What are we speaking? Amen. What are we speaking? You know, glory to God, sometimes we're looking through our glasses, and sometimes we have to just take our glasses off and clean the lenses so that we can see clearly. Amen. And this was that kind of night. Amen. Take your glasses off. Amen. You wear glasses. Amen. Clean your eyes out. Amen. Glory be to God. To see what you're speaking, to see what you're saying on tonight, amen. And we just give God thanks, and We give God praise for this word on tonight. Thank God for you, woman of God. We thank the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And even as you've said, amen, if there's anyone that, amen, you're just a little weak in your faith, amen, Jesus, you may have found that you've just been off course on tonight. Glory to God. The platform was open. Amen. If you wanted prayer, special prayer for yourself, for your loved ones, or, amen, for your family on tonight, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes you just got to begin again. Amen. You got to just start over. You just got to reset. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this word. Amen. As the woman of God says, she didn't yell tonight. Amen, Jesus. She just flat out, flat-footed taught us tonight. Sometimes you got to be taught. You just got to sit down. Let me show you. Sit down. Let me tell you this. This is how it really supposed to go. Amen. So we thank God for the wisdom tonight. We thank God for the wisdom, for the word. Amen, Jesus. And just, you know, one more time, if there's anyone, amen, Jesus, that would like to have any special prayer on tonight, glory to God, as the woman of God that said, you can press *6 and come over on the platform side. Amen. And the woman of God will pray with you on tonight. So, again, on your phone, just press *6. We do realize we have several newcomers to the line. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the platform.
Hello? Hello?
Praise. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Praise
can you
Lord.
Hear me? I can.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Belinda Rump. I'm calling from Alabama. I just need prayer because both of my foot swelled up, and I just need prayer for it.
Your name is what, ma'am?
Belinda Rump.
Belinda.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Foot swelled. The feet swelled.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
There's another caller on the platform. Take your phone off of mute. Take your phone. Take your phone off the mute. You're on the platform. Just take your phone off of mute if you would like to make a request on tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise him.
Hello. Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I thank you, praise God, for this word this night. I was listening to you. I was just reading up on faith today and just speaking those things that are not as though they were. My name is Sister Sharon Hunt. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank God for you all. I'm just asking prayer. Lately, I've been dealing with pain in my eyes, in my left eye, and also some redness in my right eye. I've seen 3 ophthalmologists, and no one can tell me what's going on. It's not my blood pressure. I went and got some all-natural type of tea that I've been taking to kind of get the redness out, but I'm just asking for prayer, asking for both my eyes. But even as I sit here tonight, you know, pain is coming and going in my eyes. So I'm asking that y'all would just touch and agree in prayer with me because I've been speaking healing in my eyes in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Your name is Sister Sharon?
Okay.
Jesus. Praise the Lord. There was another caller on the platform. We don't want to miss anybody. There was another caller trying to come over. Amen. You can press *6.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
there
the
you
go. Yes, this is Sister Mary. I'd like to ask prayer for strength and a closer walk with the Lord. And I'd like to ask prayer for my friend Isaiah. He's been having a problem with his hip. and your speech have started spreading up. And I'd like to ask salvation for my family.
Okay. Sister Mary, like a closer talk with the Lord and prayer for who?
Prayer for Isaiah, for his hip and his feet swelling up, and salvation for my family.
Isaiah. Feet. Swelling. Okay. And salvation for family. Anyone else? Would that be another one? You can come over. His fasting.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to, first of all, thank the Lord for being here and life forever strength. It's good to hear you again, Minister Ollie. This is Gwen, and I would like to request prayer for my family. I want to thank the Lord. I went on an appointment today for my mammogram, and the radiologist saying I got a little something, but it ain't nothing to worry about, just a little debris, but ain't nothing to worry about. Thank the Lord for the prayers on the prayer line. And pray for all the women at the Work Release Center, and just thank the Lord for you, and thank the Lord for PNN, because it's great, and I love y'all, and thank you.
God bless you. Anyone else? Don't be shy. Come on over. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. We all need prayer, and we all need help, and we all need a boost.
Mm-hmm.
We all thriving. We all thriving to be the person that the Lord will us to be. And God wants us healthy. He wants us strong in the body. He wants us strong in the mind. He wants us strong in our spirit. And nothing wrong with asking for a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all, saint. That's what we're here for, to be helpers. Help us one to the other. You help me, I help you. You pray for me, I pray for you. You encourage me, I encourage you. Sister Gwen, just encourage me in so many words and so many ways. She thanked God. She thanked God. She always says she thanked God for, and not just her, others too, for the PNN, because it's been good for her. It's been good for me too. It's been good for her. And you could come on over. See, none of us have room, because we're all dirt. We're all dirt. Came from the dust. So there's nobody can point a finger. So whatever your ailment or whatever you're facing, think that's what we're supposed to do. Come together. Confess this is what I'm struggling with. That's such a bad thing. I'm struggling with smoking. God, don't need to struggle with it. You're struggling with it. That don't mean God don't love you, because he does. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. But I want God to deliver me. When you really get ready for God to do something for you, you don't care who know what. I need the Lord to help me. When I got ready, I didn't care who knew what. Because why? I needed the Lord to deliver me.
Yeah.
To deliver me. And I dropped that shame. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, God was the only someone who was able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him that was able. I reached out to him that was able. And I went to people and asked to pray for me. Yes, I did. I asked them to pray for me, because if they pray in faith, I didn't know whether they were delivered or not, but I could pray with them and pray for them. I didn't know. But if they prayed in faith, it worked. It worked. And it's still working.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Woman of God, praise the Lord, woman of God. I just wanted to bring again Sister Maddie Bright. She was one of the first converts of the PNN, and she has transitioned. I don't know if you, I know you've been on a mission for the past week or so, but she was the one with the little girl that used to be praising the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, in the background when we do our unified praise. Well,
mm-hmm.
It's transitioned, so we want to ask for prayer for her family during this difficult time. Like I said, she was a faithful listener of the Prayer News Network, so we want to remember her family in prayer, and that's the Maddie Bright family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyone else? If not, we're going to go before the throne of grace tonight. If there be anyone else.
Excuse me, Minister, I apologize. This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Mother Reed. She had knee replacement on Monday. She's in rehab, and I just like that she have the strength to continue with the healing process, and thank you.
God bless you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? God bless you. Anyone else? We don't want to block no one. We're going to ask you again. There, anyone else desires prayer tonight? You can come down here, start six, and come on over. If not, we're going to the throne of grace. We waited a little while, and look how many people came and asked for help and asked for prayer. And so I'm going to wait and ask again. There'll be anyone. Maybe you want to stand in the gap for someone. We're going before the throne of grace. Now, Father God, he that is able to do anything but fail, he that is able to hold the water back from the land, he that is able to say, let that be, and it was. We come to him that is able to do anything but fail. We come to him. There is nothing too hard or nothing impossible for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, you declared by your word that no man can come to you, Lord God, except we come by Jesus Christ, your Son. So we come tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And as I come tonight, God, we bring your people to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, God, bringing unto thee, Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Belinda. She has swelling in her feet, Father. You see her situation and you see her circumstances. You know why she got the swelling in her feet. You know, God. But we speak to her feet tonight and tell swelling to go and not to return in the name of Jesus. For it's your will. It's your will that we be in good health. It's your will, God, for Sister Sharon and pain in both eyes that we be in good health. It's your will, God, that we be healed, delivered, and set free. It's your will, Father, that we be made whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. It's your will. For Sister Gwen.
Yeah.
It's your will for the women that work with me. It's your will, God, that they be free in spirit and mind and in their soul. It's your will, God, in the name of Jesus, for Mother Reed to do a full recovery of the knee surgery. It's your will, Father. In the name of Jesus, that Sister Maddie, Father, Mother Maddie, in the name of Jesus, her family be strengthened tonight.
Yes.
Her family be encouraged and uplifted tonight. It's the will, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hung down head, God, that it be raised tonight. Those that are broken, God, in the name of Jesus, be amended tonight. It's the will that the weak be made strong.
Yes, God.
Sick, be healed. It's your will that we not be made whole, that we be made whole, Father. It's your will that we prosper
and be in good health. It's the will. Sister Mary. Sister Mary says she want a closer walk with you, Father. It's the will. The songs are just a closer walk with you. A closer walk with you, God. In the name of Jesus. Daily walk with you, Father. In the name of Jesus. It's your will, God, that Brother Iris, God, in the name of Jesus, put swelling go. Put swelling go tonight. High blood pressure got to go tonight.
Yes,
sinus got to go tonight in the eyes, in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be taking place. Have no dominion over God's people tonight. In the name of Jesus, got to go. It got to go. Foot swelling got to go. It got to go. No heart issues tonight.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. God, it's your will. It's your will that our family be saved. It's the will of our family be delivered, set free. For Father God, you said it's a will. It's your will. You sent Jesus. You sent Jesus, your son, that none of us should perish. None of us should perish, but we all come to repentance, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's the will according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your word that cannot return into your voice. Your word that must perform what you said it to us. I send your word tonight to Sister Belinda.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, Sister Sharon. Sister Gwen. All the women's work release. Mother Reed. Sister Maddie Stanley.
Yes,
Sister
God.
Mary. In the name of Jesus. We bind up everything not like God.
Right.
And we cast it from among your people tonight, Father. Yes. In the name of Jesus. We sing your word. We sing your word. You say your word, God. Speak your word. Speak thy word, Father. In the name of Jesus. And so do we speak by faith in you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Those things we ask of you. We shall have it, God. If we tell the mountain to be cast in the sea, it shall be done. If we tell the tree to be rooted up by the root and be planted in the sea, it shall obey.
Yes.
I'm standing on what your word says. And I'm in agreement with it. In every condition, in every situation, in every circumstances, we speak to it tonight. And tell it, God, to be cast in the sea. And we pluck up by the root that it be planted in the sea. Your people. Your people, God. God, we shall be planted like rivers of living water.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, rivers of living water, that we may live and not die. I speak to our lips, our mouth, that we speak life, healing and deliverance, prosperity, encouragement, uplifting to your people and not death. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all things now. Thank you for hearing us always now. And thank you for the answer by faith. Son, Jesus' name. For I've stood on what your words say. And I brought your people to you now. There is in your care. I've cast my cares upon you. Because you cares for me. And your people is my care tonight. All those that are bereaved tonight. Oh, that is heartbroken tonight. Oh, God. That is still downtrodden and lonely tonight. Oh, Father, that lost their way tonight. We cast it up on you tonight. We give it all to you, Father. Lead and guide those that are in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That they may lead your people in the way you will them to go, Father.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus. Cover now with your blood. Hide now behind your cross.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Praise your word in the leader's mouth. Tonight, that they will speak only what you will say.
Yes, God.
Do only as you command. In the name of Jesus, that the souls of your people be delivered and set free and be saved. In Jesus' name, those, God, that are called out by your name, that have taken all responsibility for the souls of lineage, let them only speak what you command. And when you command it, in your son Jesus' name, now we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for all things in Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. God bless you. God be with you. And may God forever keep you. And God strengthen you tonight. In Jesus' name. Minister Bradley, God bless you. God
amen.
Bless you. God strengthen you. God be with you. God sustain you. God keep you. God lift you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Going out as well as you're coming in. And whatsoever your hand touches, may it be blessed. And may wherever your feet tread, may it prosper. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, people of God. Amen. We just want to give God a praise right there. Amen, Jesus. We have come in agreement with the word on tonight. Glory to God. And we just want to give God praise for the answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. And
all participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Praise for your answer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Come on.
Always glorify you. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Favorably, even now, Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory
In the precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you again, Minister Ali. God bless you. We appreciate you so much on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. People of God, she's one of our PNN advisors, and we just thank God for her. All of our advisors, we thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. So at this time, Minister Ali, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for final remarks. Amen. And for the blessing of the line. Come back, people of God. Remember, come back. We'll be here tomorrow night. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Don't forget to get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings upon you. Minister Ali, you have the platform.
God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Sister Mary, are you still on the line? Sister Mary?
Are you still on the line?
Hello? Is this Sister Mary?
Yes.
Sister Mary,
yes.
The Lord have need for you to seek him for 3 days. Seek the Lord for 3 days. Do not let nothing deter you. For seeking
okay.
the Lord in prayer and supplication for 3 days. 3 days.
Okay. All
and
right.
the day that you, that I don't want you to just start off real fast. Start off. Deny yourself of food, but drink. Deny yourself as, don't start off real fast. Just start off slow, slowly. If you say, well, I'm going to go to 12 o'clock, you drink. And deny, and then when you eat a light meal. And you just
okay.
keep yourself in fasting and praying. Just keep yourself in
okay.
fasting and prayer. You want to close the wall with God? God wants to do some great and mighty things through your life. God wants to do some things so mighty that is going to cause the family to head to do a triplicate. God got some wonders embedded in you and some treasures that he wants to let it be revealed. And he already showed you things, allow you to know things, but God really wants his spirit to spark such a fire within you that the fire he's going to put under you, it will not be shrink. Can't nothing stop it. Seek him. Seek the face of the Lord through his word and through prayer and supplication. For 3 days.
Okay. All
seek
right.
the Lord with your whole heart. With your whole heart. And everyone that you would like to bring to the foot of the cross, take them there and watch God turn some things around. Take them.
Okay.
Take them.
All right.
You have found favor. Take them to God and believe God. Take him at his word tonight and trust him.
Okay.
And watch him turn some things around. He didn't say it's going to be the 3 days, but watch God move. Watch God move. Take it to the Lord in prayer and in supplication.
Right.
You want to close the wall? You want him to strengthen
yeah.
you? Take whatever it is, every part of you, and leave it at his foot. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Now, Father, you bless you to speak for tonight. Bless to hear, Father, but most of all, I ask you to bless those that be the doer of your word and not just a hear. Bless those that would obey you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that they can eat the good of the land, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless those, to God, that took you at your word, God, and stepped out on your word and watch you do a new thing in their life, Father. We thank you. We thank you for Gwen. We thank you, Father God. For each and every one tonight, Sister Belinda. We thank you for Sister Sharon. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Reed. We thank you, Lord God, for the Bright family. We bless your name, Father God, for the Robinson family, the Lawson family. God, we thank you for Isaiah. We thank you, Lord, for each and every last one of these people, even God, those that in the work release program. We thank you that the doctor didn't find nothing in Gwen. We appreciate you tonight, Lord, for your word that you sent to your people tonight. We bless you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. Bless those far and near in your son Jesus' name. God, cover now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide even now behind the cross. Bind up the very will of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Fight against those that are fighting against your people. Help those and bless those that will bless and help your people, Father, in your Son Jesus. Get now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Good night. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, saints. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Amen. God
bless you. Ah. Thank you, Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.